All right, you guys are on the record.
Oh,
oh
man.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, good shows, guys.
How did you spend President's Day reflecting upon all of
Some of the policy papers from Millard Fillmore, listened to They Might Be Giants, James K. Polk, reflected on my favorite aspects of the different terms of Chester A. Arthur. How about you?
I sat wondering and making guesses as to who the shortest presidents were. And then just as I thought to Google it, it was already, the day was over. And so I was like, doggone it. So I'll never know.
Statistically,
there's always next year.
Yeah. It's likely to be George Washington, right? Because people were shorter.
Oh, no. He was a giant. I
mean, George Washington?
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. Oh. He was a Romanesque figure. He was over 6 feet for sure.
That's why his monument is on.
he was, in fact, 6 feet, according to history.com.
But those are old feet. Those feet were shorter.
Let's say feet used to be shorter.
Those are pre-imperial feet. Heights of the President. There's a Wikipedia article called Heights of Presidents.
Okay, let me guess. Give me a president and I'll guess his height.
Okay.
Ronald Reagan.
6'2".
Oh, close. 6'1".
Okay.
John Quincy Adams.
5'10".
I mean, if you round up, 5'7½".
I'm almost that tall.
James Madison.
Hold on. I'm just wrapping my mind around being almost as tall as a president.
This is John Quincy Adams.
James Madison, he seems like a smaller guy. I'll say 5'7".
No, 5'4". And in fact, the shortest president, Brian.
Oh! Wow.
You know who the tallest president was, right?
Abe Lincoln, right?
Of course. How tall was he?
6 foot. Not 7, 6'4", I want to say. No, 6'5".
Oh, you had it.
He was? Oh, doggone it. Doggone it.
Yeah. If you just waited a half a breath.
Just shut that mouth, Brushwood. If I would have just kept it together.
Which president is listed as 6'3½", which I think is a conspiracy to keep Abraham Lincoln listed as the tallest president?
It's not. I don't know.
6'3½". Come on.
Who is it?
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Yeah, they're not counting his other inches that were prodigious. That's a real thing. Like, have you heard of this? Like, as a power
adding
play?
Your ding dong size
no,
to
no,
your
no,
height?
No. Lyndon B. Johnson.
I'm about to get a lot taller.
Lyndon Baines Johnson would use. He had a big honker, and he would use that to intimidate people by foreign dignitaries would come over, mm-hmm. and he would insist, "Hey, let's all go skinny dipping in the pool," and immediately get naked just so they saw his
hoo ha,
his
Beetle B,
his business, his nuclear button.
His Lyndon
Baines. This is an interesting way to think about it. Who is the most recent president who is shorter than 5'10"?
Recent shorter than 5'10".
Because it is true that when you look at the shorter presidents, they're generally earlier presidents.
Right.
But who is the most recent president that's shorter than 5'10"?
Well, and here's
5'10" is where it starts to be like there's a lot of people that are 5'10", 5'11".
Well, yeah, 5'9" is the national average, right. Or at least currently. And part of it certainly was, a long time ago, people used to be shorter. But also, I wonder how much of it is a reinforced bias as we moved into the television age, and you see, because the taller presidents, candidates almost always win, right?
There's actually that article, the chart that I saw in that article seemed to not have a real solid correlation.
I'm thinking about when I first heard this was late 90s. So it may be there have been some differences recently. But
as to the recent shortest president, would that be Nixon maybe? Is Nixon short?
Shorter than 5'10"? I think it's JFK.
Oh, okay. I could see JFK. I don't know a lot of presidents.
If you would like to know how tall John F. Kennedy was, it's 6'1".
Okay. I was wrong about that. So before Eisenhower was almost certainly tall.
Yeah.
Before
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy Carter must have been tall.
Jimmy Carter, how tall was Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter. Oh. Would you like me to tell you how tall Jimmy Carter was?
Yes, please.
5'9"
Ah!
The most recent president that is shorter than 5'10" was, in fact, Jimmy Carter.
Wow. Okay, but outside That's of him, crazy. How far back do we go back till we see another?
Still 20th century.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Whoa, whoa. Okay, but we're right in that Nixon was over 5'10", and LBJ is over 5'10".
Yes, Richard Nixon was 5'11"
JFK, Ike was over 5'10". Okay, all right.
Yeah, Eisenhower was 5'10" Not much over.
Question, how do we measure the height of FDR?
Well, I mean,
when he was standing up, he didn't sit in the chair his whole life.
Yeah, he probably.
And he was 6'2".
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because they would stand him up for a physical, I bet.
He also was not in the chair his whole life.
I thought it was a childhood thing, or that he got polio in young before he was president.
But before he was able to stand. For a long time.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Most recent shorty president.
Shorty president.
Hey, shorty.
Herbert.
It's
Hoover.
Election day.
I'll say.
Oh, Herbert Hoover.
Hey, America. Who's your shorty?
No,
Hoover's probably a bit tall.
Yeah, because Truman was tall. Truman was a big one. How big was Truman?
Harry S. Truman was 5'9".
Oh, damn it!
Most recent president under 5'10".
I got a knack. Look, we all have a special gift. Mine is for incorrectly guessing that someone's tall when they're in fact below 5'10".
Wow.
Yeah, and then after that, it's you know, I mean, there's a few 20th century people way back there. Like William Henry Harrison. I think
he died in 30 days.
One. Yeah, William McKinley. He's back there.
How tall was Taft? I know Taft was a big guy. Was he super tall too?
Yeah. How do you measure Taft? Do you get him out of the bathtub? Too soon, Tom. 5'11" apparently.
Okay. Huh.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We've had some bad presidents. when you become a student of history, we've had some really bad presidents.
The good ones are actually arguable. Whether they're good and rare.
Sure.
Like, nobody's perfect. Come on.
Who's the one that they basically had the world's first female president? Was it Wilson? Woodrow Wilson? Was he the one
A lot of times people say it's FDR because Eleanor Roosevelt.
Well, no, she was prominent, but there was somebody else where it's like the president quietly had a stroke and they just never did any public appearances. And you can see the letters address her as Miss First Lady, and then they very precisely change and address her in a more formal way. And it's
Woodrow Wilson
clear.
Had a stroke, so that could be it.
Oh,
Yeah. There's a radio lab on that's worth listening to.
See, this is why you should not trust algorithms. I searched on Google, U.S. president had a stroke.
It responded, E-I-E-I-O.
First card up, it says Woodrow Wilson. Then it said, also, and starts with Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Well, okay, that one's not right.
Which is related to Woodrow Wilson because Woodrow Wilson was president during World War I and the assassination of Ferdinand led to World War I, but not a U.S. president, nor did he have a stroke. He got shot.
It's the butterfly effect. If a president has a stroke in one part of the world, then Franz Ferdinand gets shot in another part. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, happy President's Day,
happy
everyone.
President's Day. Yeah, thank you for giving us our opportunity to meditate upon the executive branch of this country.
And I leave you with this thought. Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler, Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford.
Well, I think you forgot a few there.
Yeah.
I stopped at Ford because I learned this when I was 6 years old.
And some presidents yet to be.
I could keep going, but it becomes Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Obama.
That's the way I am with like the first block of prepositions: about, above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at. Because we had to memorize a bunch of them, and I realized you could say those prepositions to the tune of the theme song of The Facts of Life. So you say. About, above, across, after, against, along, among, around, at, and then that was very helpful and got me a 95.
Well, wow. And my president's song was Yankee Doodle.
Oh, really?
So I'm singing it in my head when I read, yeah, same thing. And that's why when I get Johnson, Nixon, Ford, these are the presidents of our land and none will be ignored, is how the song went when I was 6 years old.
Yeah. It's also a lie. We ignore a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Grant.
I mean, come on.
Grant.
Millard, Franklin Gilded Pierce.
MF.
Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, who knows him?
Good.
What did he even do?
Also,
Yeah, wait, what's your beef with Jefferson?
I'm thinking Ben Franklin was the one.
You were trying to do a not president, and you ended up doing a president. That's amazing.
I forgot about.
All right.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
All right, love you.
Thanks, everybody.